This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An Israeli rescue service confirmed at least 44 people were killed and more than 100 injured in a stampede at a religious festival in northern Israel on Friday. The stampede began when large numbers of people trying to exit the site through a passageway began falling on top of each other near the end of the walkway as they descended down some slippery metal stairs, according to witnesses. The stampede, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in Israeli history, occurred during the celebrations of Lag BaOmer at Mount Meron. Tens of thousands of people, mostly ultra-Orthodox Jews, gather each year to honor Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochi, a second-century sage and mystic who was buried there. The tomb is considered to be one of the holiest sites in the Jewish world. The daily tally of the COVID-19 cases in India continues to climb toward 400,000. Friday, the health ministry reported 386,452 new infections. The daily toll of new cases has been more than 300,000 for 9 consecutive days. Indian media are reporting that some public health experts believe that the actual tally of new infections may be at least 5 times higher than the official count. Meantime, aid from the United States and other countries arrived in India Friday. U.S. assistance includes oxygen supplies, rapid diagnostic tests, and vaccine manufacturing material. The second wave of the coronavirus has pushed India's healthcare system to the brink of collapse, with hospitals at full capacity. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Brazil has become the second country in the world to top 400,000 COVID deaths, despite some recent signs of containment of the virus. Local health experts had celebrated the recent decline of cases and deaths, but many fear more gruesome days could be ahead when winter hits the southern hemisphere. April is already Brazil's deadliest month of the pandemic, with thousands of people dying at crowded hospitals. About 100,000 people lost their lives in Brazil in only 1 month. The White House said U.S. troops and equipment are leaving Afghanistan days ahead of the official start of the planned withdrawal, marking the beginning of the end of America's longest war. The White House spokesperson said the drawdown will be deliberate and conducted in a safe and responsible manner that ensures the protection of the troops. Also Thursday, a NATO official confirmed to VOA that some of the 7,000 troops sent to Afghanistan as part of the multinational Operation Resolute Support had also left the country. During President Joe Biden's address, his joint address to joint session of Congress Wednesday, he said the troops went to Afghanistan to get terrorists who attacked us and justice was served. The planned troop withdrawal comes as a new quarterly report by the U.S. documented a staggering 82% increase in insider attacks on Afghan government security forces in the first quarter of this year, resulting in 115 personnel killed and 39 wounded. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction reported Taliban insurgents posing as Afghan police or military personnel are behind most of the insider attacks. Marking his 100th day as president of the United States, Joe Biden said he has never been more optimistic about the future of America because the country is on the move again. Biden told hundreds of supporters at a socially distanced car rally near Atlanta on Thursday, the America Jobs Plan would transform the country. With his visit to Georgia, a state he won by fewer than 12,000 votes, Biden set out to build public support for his plan and try to persuade resistant Republicans that his massive proposal is an investment that the country can't afford to pass up. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.